Hey, it's Darius Rucker. How you guys doing?
Darius, how's it going, man?
What's happening?
Apparently you're an early riser, huh? Or are you getting up special?
Oh, no. I got kids, man. I got a daughter that's got to be off to school by 7:20, so we get up around 6:30 my house. Home school starts.
Oh, that's rough, combining the life of a musician and a father, too, huh?
Yeah, it's rough, but the thing about it is I love it. And I can switch it on and off. Like the second I hit the Charleston Airport, I'm daddy.
Yeah.
And I'm real good at doing that, at separating the two.
I guess one thing I've really enjoyed about you, Darius, is you're very relatable. I mean, any guy that can sing about couches and beer and football, you know, I like that.
Yeah, well, you know, those are the things that, you know, that guys live for, you know, couch, beer, and football, and, you know, I love singing about those things. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, we're just four guys, you know, we're four men's men, you know, and, you know, we like being guys.
Yeah, you did some golfing this year, too. I understand you at least are a pretty good golfer.
I'm on my way to the golf course as we speak, and I'm a seven, so I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. I can get the job done. I still can't beat Tiger, but I can get the job done.
Oh, man, Tiger's really rolling this year, isn't he?
On fire. I played with him the week before the Open, and he told me, I think he's going to play the next six. I was like, well, you know, what are you going to win, four out of six? He said, I'm going to win them all. Of course, he lost. Didn't make the cut in the Open. He's won the next four, though. So he's doing all right.
So what are the football prospects this year? You still follow the Dolphins?
Oh, yeah. I'm loving the Dolphins. I think Dante Culpepper is a great pickup. I hope what I'm doing in Madden doesn't really happen in the playoffs, because in Madden, he's awful. He threw 600 interceptions last night. But, you know, I'm ready for the football season. I'm ready for the Gamecocks. I'm ready for, you know, the Colts look great this year. Again, you know, I think it's going to be tough without Edgerrin, but, you know, they look like another great team again.
Yeah, we're trying to find some sort of a running game right now. We got, I guess, a couple weeks left to do that. That's good.
Yeah, you know, I like the Colts a lot. I like Coach Dungy a lot, and Peyton's a friend, and, you know, I understand why they let Edgerrin go. I think that's definitely going to come back to haunt them in here.
We're talking to Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish here at 92.3 WTTS. And Darius, I know you've had some solo projects in the past several months.
I love music so much. And, you know, I got a big band that I do just Sinatra stuff with. And, you know, my last solo record was a real R&B thing. But I think actually my next record, I'm thinking about doing another solo record now, and I'm talking to some labels, but my next record is pretty much going to be country, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to, you know, the funny thing is, for me as a musician, I look at what Neil Young did all those years, you know, like, whenever he made a record, he just did what if he wanted to make a rockabilly record, he did, if he wanted to make a folk record, he did, you know, if he wanted to make a country record, if he wanted to get Crazy Horse and make something really loud, heavy record, he did, and, you know, I like it all, and for me, it's just like, I just want to make records that I like, and, you know, that's really where I am right now. I'm listening to a lot of country music. I have for years, and I've always wanted to make a record, and it's coming around. It seems to be coming together for me.
Well, Darius, Cracked Rear View, that's sort of an interesting phenomenon, because that's about the 15th biggest-selling album of all time, way ahead of a lot of the Beatles and things like that. But I think it kind of like Alanis Morissette, you know, she had that real popular Jagged Little Pill. Was that kind of a heavy shadow to be under, trying to duplicate the success of Cracked Rear View as you look back on it?
It was heavy from the outside. I think inside we knew we would never, you know, that Cracked Rear View is one of those phenomena. If you look at, I think it's your 12th selling album of all time, and if you look at all 12 of those records, I think every artist has just got it's like 12 different artists, you know. It's like nobody has two records in the top 10 or top 12 or whatever, and it's because those records are phenomenal records. It's a record that, you know, we came along, we had the right record at the right time, and, you know, America embraced it, and we knew that. So after that, we just wanted to have a career. You know, we just wanted to make more records. Our shows we've been a band for 20 years, and our shows are definitely better now than they've ever been. So we stick to the Hootie thing, and we try to make everybody leave there going, man, that was a party.
Are all of the Blowfish along from, you know, has the lineup remained consistent?
Oh, yeah, it's still the same four guys. Actually, it's still the same six guys. You know, we Gary, our percussion player, has been with us for, I think, 13 years, and Peter's our keyboard player, has been with us for 10 years, so... You know, and he played with R.E.M. before us and the band called the Beatles. So it's still the same six guys, you know, trying to make people happy, I guess.
Okay. Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay, take care.
Bye.